the first reading of a resolution granting a temporary utility easement across the 7th Street Community Park that the village owns. And this is at the request of CenterPoint Energy. They want to install a gas line along the canal and the 7th Street Community Park property line. And they needed an easement to be able to do that. So council went ahead and gave the first reading to that. Council also accepted bids and then passed an ordinance awarding a bid for the Hamilton Street Reconstruction Project. On the 30th of July, the village open bids for the Hamilton Street Reconstruction Project, which will take into consideration the complete reconstruction of Hamilton Street between 5th Street and 7th Street. And the apparent low bidder is the PAB Construction Company out of Coldwater, Ohio, with a bid of $703,963. This is about $400,000 less than the village estimate for the project, so the bid was a very good bid for the village, and we hope to get started on that project sometime this fall with a completion date of May of 2026. Council also assigned duties for the code enforcement officer's position in the Village of Minster to Shelley Kemper, who is an employee with the village right now, and she will assume those duties next week, and that is just for code enforcement for property code violations and things like that in the village. Council also passed a motion awarding Dustin Toby from an operator's 5 position to an operator's 6 position in the water and wastewater department at the village, and this will increase Dustin's pay to $31.48 an hour. And this reason was that Dustin achieved his Water Supply 3 license and his Wastewater Reclamation 3 license. Council also passed a motion to seek bids for the 2025 Minor Street Resurfacing Program. Those bid streets that will be done will be Parkview Drive, Hanover Street from 2nd Street to 4th Street, and 4th Street from the canal to the West Corporation Line. And the cost of this estimate is $394,000. So council will seek bids to find a contractor that come in and do that, those minor street resurfacing for us. Council also purchased a police cruiser for the police department. The cruiser will be an F-150 Ford Responder, which is Ford's pursuit-rated police truck, and the cost of this through state purchasing was $71,922, and that will be delivered sometime in 2026. And then finally, Council passed a motion to allow the Oktoberfest Committee to use the Mr. Machine Centennial Park in the Oktoberfest Park for the 2025 Oktoberfest this year.